in an obscure 2019 case that the Supreme Court refused to even hear, Justice Clarence Thomas raised the prospect of overturning the legendary New York Times v. Sullivan decision. Fundamental to the creation of the modern media as we know it, it has enabled journalists and writers all over the country, from top national publications to revered local newspapers to independent bloggers, to pursue the truth aggressively and hold the wealthy, powerful, and corrupt to account. Thomas's words were a warning, the public awakening of an idea that had been fomenting on the conservative fringe for years. Now it is going mainstream. From the Florida State House to small-town New Hampshire to Donald Trump's White House, this movement today consists of some of the world's richest and most powerful people and companies who believe they should be above scrutiny and want to silence or delegitimize voices that challenge their supremacy. Indeed, many of the same businessmen, politicians, lawyers, and activists are already weaponizing the legal system to intimidate and punish journalists and others who dare criticize them. This is John Potts. Please join me for David Enrich's Murder the Truth, Fear, the First Amendment, and a Secret Campaign to Protect the Powerful.